SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is a very busy day at the airports as Americans take off for Thanksgiving. FlightAware.com reporting about 1,068 flight delays so far and 47 cancellations. The weather is a factor for travelers from the Pacific Northwest to the Southeast, up into New England, parts of upstate New York. Precipitation is in the forecast, rain in some areas, snow in others. An estimated 55 million people on the move this holiday week. And ahead of Thanksgiving, President Biden urges Americans to be grateful.
The president said we have so much to be thankful for as a nation, as Americans gather with family and friends and enjoy holiday traditions.
We can all give thanks to the gift that is our nation.
He's also thankful for the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces and their families. He said, we owe them big. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel and Hamas have agreed to a four-day pause in the fighting in Gaza, allowing for the release of 50 hostages being held by Hamas, about 150 Palestinians held by the Israelis. It's believed several Americans among the Hamas hostages to be released. So North Korea claims a new eye in the sky, reporting the successful launch of a military spy satellite, and South Korea is reacting.
A working spy satellite has long been on Kim Jong-un's wish list. It would allow him to monitor the movements of South Korean and U.S. troops here on the peninsula and to plan his own nuclear attacks more precisely. In response, Seoul has announced it will restart surveillance operations along its border with the North.
And that's BBC correspondent Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul, South Korea. Stocks higher on Wall Street this Thanksgiving Eve. The Dow is up about 146 points, the Nasdaq ahead 98, and the S&P trading 22 points higher. This is SRN News. A new pro-life pregnancy center is coming to Texas.
Crestonwood Baptist Church and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary are joining forces to set up the facility on the Fort Worth campus of the seminary early next year. Dr. David Dockery, the president of the school, says, quote, in post-Roe America, the challenges to the sanctity of human life are very real. Those challenges are opportunities for Christians to show the love of Christ to women and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German authorities have raided the homes of 17 people in the state of Bavaria, accused of spreading anti-Semitic hate speech and threats targeting Jews online. The suspects were 15 men and 2 women between the ages of 18 and 62. They're accused of having celebrated Hamas's attacks on Israel on October 7th and spreading anti-Semitism on social media. There has been a spike in anti-Semitism in Germany and elsewhere since the attacks. This is SRN News. The United Auto Workers Union wants to bring non-union automakers into the fold.
UAW President Sean Fain set lofty expectations for what he can gain for his union members and delivered on many of them, including significant pay raises and improved benefits.
The membership's number one in all this, and, you know, it's a lot on your mind when you're going through this process, but I feel good about where we are and where we're headed.
Now the UAW head wants to open membership to non-union automakers with U.S. operations like Toyota and electric vehicle makers like Tesla.
I believe the time is right in this country to organize those areas, and naturally, the company's going to come at us with everything they have.
I'm Julie Walker.
Three people have been killed, three more missing after a landslide devastated a remote fishing community in southeast Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy issuing a disaster declaration for Wrangell. More details, SRNnews.com.